Lissa and Rusty here in Laramie, Wyoming. Officer Martin.
You're referring to Russell's wife, Melissa?
JM. Correct. Officer Martin.
Was anyone else there?
JM. Melissa's assistant, Carrie Duncan. Officer Martin.
Did you have any sense before the night in question that things would get out of hand?
JM. I think we all knew that by this point their marriage was on a pretty shaky foundation, no pun intended, but none of us expected it to get this bad.
Partial transcript of interview with Carrie Duncan, July 14th. Officer Alley, can you state your full name, date of birth, and occupation for the record? Carrie Duncan, like full name? Officer Alley, please. CD, fine. Carrie Fern Duncan, March 1st, 1994, executive assistant to Melissa Tripp. Officer Alley, and where were you the night of July 13th? Carrie, I was in Laramie, Wyoming with the Tripps. Officer Alley, can you state for the record who the Tripps are? CD, sure, Melissa and Rusty Tripp are the co-owners of Comb and Honey, but most people know them from their books or TV. Officer Alley, Rusty would be Russell Tripp. CD, yeah, sorry. Melissa only calls him Russell when she's pissed. Officer Alley, can you list who else was present at the scene? CD, it was me, Rusty and Melly, obviously, and James McCann. Officer Alley, was James McCann also employed by the Tripps? CD, don't you have all this information already? Officer Alley, please just answer the question, Ms. Duncan. CD, Do I need a lawyer? Officer Alley, that depends. Have you done something that requires a lawyer? CD, ever? Officer Alley, in relation to the events that occurred on July 13th of this year. CD, oh, no, it wasn't me. You all know that, right? Officer Alley, this isn't a courtroom and you aren't under arrest, Ms. Duncan. You aren't obligated to answer any of these questions. I'm just trying to get a sense of the night's timeline. CD, James, Rusty, and I had just gotten back from the Hotsy Totsy bar. James and I went to get Rusty. It was sort of a mess and Millie was pissed. And Officer Alley, I think we're getting ahead of ourselves. We need to go back a little further. CD, how far back do you want me to go? Officer Alley, how about the beginning? CD, I started working for Melly when I was 16. I'm not sure you want me to go that far back. Officer Alley, let's begin with the end of their first television show, New Spaces. CD, yeah, okay. That's a good place to start. Carrie, when I was little, my family had a hen named Dorothy. My dad called her Dottie for short. She was a blue-laced red Wyandotte. Fairly fancy chicken for our neck of the woods. Her terracotta feathers were tipped with blue and so unusual in color they didn't look like they were real. Dorothy stood out against the dusty background of our small Wyoming farm and was always the center of attention in the yard. She was prettier than the other hens. She was definitely noisier. And despite lower-than-normal fertility rates among the breed, she laid twice as many eggs. It's not that the other hens weren't perfectly good chickens. It's that Dorothy was that much better. She was also sort of a bully. I'm always reminded of Dorothy when I look at Melissa Tripp. I realize how that sounds, comparing my boss to a chicken, but it's the image that pops into my head every time I see Melly holding court like she is right now at the party. Dorothy would strut around the coop, head high, pecking at everything she could reach and daring the other hens to come at her. Like her, Melly sweeps around the room, comfortable knowing every eye is on her, daring someone else to take center stage. Can I have everyone's attention, please? The crowd quiets as Melissa holds a Waterford champagne flute aloft, her bright blue eyes glistening with unshed tears. Melly drinks only when there's no getting around it, and most don't